All right, we have some breaking news about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's quite elusive relationship, or you can even call it mysterious if you want to throw Trump's word back at him. But we now have new photos and videos that prove a few things. Number one, that Jeffrey Epstein was at Donald Trump's 1993 wedding with Marla Maples. We now have video footage of that. But we also have footage of them at a 1999 Victoria's Secret show. Listen, I keep getting in these debates with Trump supporters where they're like, do you really think it's criminal to be friends with Jeffrey Epstein or go to these shows? And that's not what I'm claiming. That's not the criminal part. But if you look at the totality of evidence, if you look at Donald Trump's, you know, acquisition of multiple beauty pageants and then claiming that he could just walk in on the people changing, when Donald Trump says he can grab women because they let you do it, and then when he's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein at the peak of Epstein's sex trafficking in 2002 to 2005, that was the peak according to the indictment, Donald Trump was sending him letters with sexual innuendos in 2003. Some Trump supporter was like, Adam, I know you're 22 years old. You've never made a dirty joke to your friend. And I said, of course I've made jokes, but that's not what Trump does. Trump goes and grabs women and then brags about how the power he has is then leveraged to make sure they are silenced. These aren't jokes. This is a disgusting, despicable human being who is also friends with a sex trafficker. And we now have footage of them just walking around, chatting, laughing. They're always like laughing and pointing at girls and whispering to each other for some reason. So yeah, while that in and of itself may not be criminal, it's really effing weird. And you should be able to look at the context surrounding everything. I mean, Trump supporters see Hillary Clinton walk into a pizza shop one time and they have a decades-long conspiracy about Pizzagate. But when you reverse the cards and Donald Trump is literally just friends with the sex trafficker and like sending sex jokes about young girls saying, yeah, he likes them young. They're like, no, you liberals are thinking too hard about it. These people are despicable and they will continue to cover it up. That's why I want to make sure we are relentlessly pushing back on a day-to-day basis. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. I'm eternally grateful to everybody who allows me to do this. These opportunities, these growth moments that we're getting, they come because of you guys. They come because you guys help me do what I do. So really, thank you, and I appreciate it. Before we even start here, let me just show you some of the distractions that Donald Trump is trying to enact. I mean, the other day he tweeted out, we had the greatest 6 months of any president in the history of our country. And all of the fake news wants to talk about is a Jeffrey Epstein hoax. The reason why we want to talk about it is because of your own attorney general. But then he released the MLK files. The FBI released those in an attempt to distract. So MLK's daughter, Bernice King, said, now do the Epstein files. Like, come on, man, just pivot back to the thing that people actually care about. What about this? If you want to talk about the media being obsessed with the Epstein files, let's look at this J.D. Vance tweet from 2021. Where he says the media should be ashamed for not covering the files enough. He says, if you're a journalist and you're not asking questions about this case, you should be ashamed of yourself. What purpose do you even serve? That was regarding the Epstein files a few years ago. But the funny thing is, J.D. Vance this week tweeted something similar. He said, you should be ashamed if you are covering this. He said, forgive my language, but this story is complete and utter BS. The Wall Street Journal should be ashamed for publishing it. Which one is it? You know, you want more publishing when you think that it could hurt your political enemies, but once you're in power, you're going to do anything to protect it. It is disgusting, and that is why we'll continue to expose them. This reads from the CNN K-Files, exclusive, newly discovered photos and video shed fresh light on Trump's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. We have photos from 1993 that confirm for the first time Epstein attended the wedding with Marla Maples. Epstein's attendance at the ceremony was not widely known until now. In addition, we also have footage from a 1999 Victoria's Secret fashion show event in New York that shows Trump and Epstein laughing and chatting together ahead of the runway event. Again, these MAGA supporters, I'm not saying that on the surface, laughing and chatting with Epstein is criminal, but I'm saying if you look at the totality of evidence and use that as a pretext to dig deeper, if you look at all the evidence and you dig deeper and deeper and deeper, you may just stumble upon something that's criminal eventually. But this reads, CNN's K-File uncovered the raw footage during a review of archival video of Trump at events in the 1990s and 2000s. Probably wasn't that hard because Trump and Epstein were always together with their mysterious relationship. Trump and Epstein appeared together in at least one video among limited archival footage reviewed, and we also have a bunch of photos. But let's just start with this video of them at this 1999 Victoria's Secret party. You see Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein standing around laughing. Again, they're always laughing and talking about women at these events. Keep in mind, in 1993, Donald Trump held a party a private event where he invited 28 young girls, and he invited one guy, and that one guy was Jeffrey Epstein. Now we're getting a little bit closer to like criminal actions, but, and it's just weird. It's weird. You can't look at this totality of evidence and still cover your eyes. But again, here's Trump just standing next to Epstein, Melania, in 1999. And then when it pauses right here, Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein only sitting a few seats away from each other. That's very interesting. These two were friends. They talked about women. I mean, if you, there's Donald Trump right there. And then as she keeps walking, you will see there is Jeffrey Epstein. It's just so perfect. It's literally just so perfect. You get to see the expression on both men's faces just moments apart as they're looking at women. And we know that Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein knew about each other's sexual like degeneracy or whatever. Epstein said on tape, yeah, Trump and I used to talk about sex all the time. I know that he used to like to cuckold his friends and he knew about what I like to do. So Trump had to have known. The new footage and photos, which have not been widely reported and predate any of Epstein's known legal issues, come amid renewed scrutiny of Trump's past relationship with Epstein. The Justice Department's recent decision not to release long-promised files related to Epstein has spurred some outrage. In a brief call with CNN on Tuesday, Donald Trump, asked about the wedding photos, responded, "You've got to be kidding me," before repeatedly calling CNN fake news and then hanging up. In a statement to CNN, White House Communications Director Stephen Chung said, quote, "These are nothing more than out-of-context frame grabs of innocuous videos and pictures of widely attended events to disgustingly infer something nefarious." Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen Chung. Now you're saying that we shouldn't use photos to draw inferences? The MAGA movement has been built off of conspiracy theories for the past decade, and now we can't use a string of photos and statements and, you know, victim testimony to put together a case? Donald Trump and his kids, Eric and Ivanka Trump, are seen with Jeffrey Epstein at the Harley-Davidson Cafe in 1993. Jones captured photos of Trump with his arm around his two young children as he stands next to Epstein. 2 months later, in December of 1993, Jones was assigned by a media organization to photograph Trump's wedding. Among the photos, he took one of Epstein entering the event. Quote, "I must have recognized him going into the event," Jones said to CNN, "and he only took select photos of attendees he thought looked interesting." Jeffrey Epstein is seen at Donald Trump and Marla Maples' wedding, the Plaza, in New York, in December of 1993. Quote, "I wish I took more of him with Trump," he said. "I had the job of photographing the Trump wedding, so I stood with the press and photographed him. The image you have is from the contact sheet. The negatives were lost." Another photo captures Epstein at Trump's wedding, part of Life's archive that was reviewed by CNN. It shows Epstein smiling in the background, just had his head visible between the other guests. And shock jock Howard Stern and Robin Leach were taking a group photo. Wow. And as CNN points out, the 1999 fashion show wasn't the first Victoria's Secret event the pair attended together. They also had one in 1997, but they also did a, you know, private event in 1993 that's even weirder. And I'm going to leave it at that. I want to keep the pressure on when it comes to Epstein and Donald Trump. I also want to make sure we're covering other things. I'm going to make a video about ICE detentions right after this. Then we can talk a little bit about the war in Ukraine. But overall, we're going to keep our foot on their neck metaphorically. And if you guys want to be here for that, make sure you subscribe below. Drop a like. You can find the Adam Ockler feed on Spotify, Apple Music. I'm on Instagram, Reddit, wherever you are, I'm there. So I love you guys. See you in the next one. And peace out.